presents I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the show that stands head and shoulders above the wash basin next to the soap dish. You join us today in the Everyman Theatre amid the elegant charm of Cheltenham. Originally a small Cotswold village, this spa town found favour during the Regency period, and this was Lara's unique style of footwear. During visits here with Lord Sandal and the Earl of Flip-Flop. In early Victorian times, Cheltenham became a focus for London society, and around 1850 attracted retiring gentlefolk. And that's a fiver more than they usually get. Let me introduce them. They are on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. And the warmest of welcomes, please, for the lady who scores on the desk next to me. The delightful Samantha. Incidentally, Samantha often uses our trips around the country as a chance to nose about after local craftware and ceramics. And she tells me she enjoyed a little potter this afternoon. We'll start off with a round of misquotes. This is a game which grew out of the old Somerset saying, of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, you had to walk into Minehead. In it, teens, I'd like you please to provide some suggestions of quotations that famous people, alive or dead, would never have said. Barry, will you start, please?
Pablo Picasso, it looks just like it, doesn't it?
Willie.
John Major, did you see me give my all in Florence, or was it an episode of the Magic Roundabout you missed?
Graham.
Douglas Hogg, good morning, I'd like a really smart hat.
Tim.
Roy Jenkins, round the ragged rocks, the ragged rascal.
The Duchess of York, that's enough.
Hugh Grant, don't do that.
Princess Di, I want to be the Queen of Clubs.
Forrest Gump. Hello, my name is Forrest Gump. My mama used to say, Parkeri subjectis et debellare superba.
Wordsworth, what rhymes with hills?
You cleaned that up, didn't you? Oliver Reed, make mine a half.
Marquis de Sade, no need to get nasty.
John Redwood, of course I'm an earthling.
Paula Yates, let's call her Mary.
Well, as Scottish football managers never say, here we are in the second round. It's called One Song to the Tune of Another. It needs little explanation, except to say that the teams have in front of them the words but not the music of a song which is different to another song of which they have neither the music nor the words. The tune of this second song, which is quite unlike the first song, both in words and music, will be played but without the words to which the teams will substitute the other words they have from the first song, which obviously will have no tune because that's made way for the tune from the other song without its words. Et voila, One Song to the Tune of Another. In fact, it's so simple we've had to make it a bit tougher by letting Colin Sell play the tunes on his piano. Graham, I'd like you to start, please, by singing the words of I'm the Urban Spaceman to the tune of Memory.
To knock me down, I just get up again. I'm the urban spaceman. I've got hairs on my chest. I never get depressed.
Okay, Barry, will you sing the words of Come Into the Garden, Maud, to the tune of The Teddy Bear's Picnic?
Come into the garden, Maud, for the black bat night has flown. Come into the garden, Maud, I'm here at the gate alone. I'm here at the gate alone, and the woodbine spices are wafted abroad, and the roses blow for a breeze of morning moves, and the planet is on high, beginning to faint in the light that she loves on the bed of daffodil sky. To faint in the light of the sun she loves, to faint in the light and to die. Come into the garden, Maud, for the black that night is blown. Come into the garden, Maud, I'm here at the gate alone. I'm here at the gate alone, queen of the rosebud garden of girls. Come hither.
Okay, your turn, Willie, now, and I'd like you to sing the words of Great Balls of Fire to the tune of The Blue Danube.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I love that love, but I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I changed my mind, this love is mine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
And finally, Tim, would you please sing the words of Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood? Danny Boy.
Relax, don't do it when you want to go to it. Relax, don't do it when you want to come. Relax, don't do it when you want to sock it to it. Relax, don't do it when you want to come. But shoot it in the right direction. You're making it your intention.
Your glass is plain.
Dry person in the house.
Okay, well, it's now time to play a round of sound charades. This is similar to the old parlor game of charades, in which the players mime film, book, and play titles for the others to guess. However, in our version, as you probably know, the panelists are permitted the use of their mouths. Recently, we experimented with a similar game called smell charades. But we were forced to evacuate the studio after... after Willie did Animal Farm.
In stereo, be fair.
And then we attempted feel charades, but Barry tried to do Lady Chatterley's Lover, and we had to call the police. Okay, Tim and Willie, you're to start, and your title will shortly be broadcast to our theatre audience via the digitally enhanced 3D multi-screen colour surround quadraphonic laser-projected hologram display, so generously funded by our hosts. Here's the mystery voice for listeners at home.
The Nun's Story. The Nun's Story.
Okay.
Three words. It's definitely a film. I don't know if it's anything else.
Might have been a book.
Yeah.
If not, it was probably a book of the film.
Okay, here it goes.
Now, listen, here's a funny thing. There were these three monks. Tell a lie, there were two. There were two, there were.
Is this true, sister?
No.
Is that it?
Yep.
Ah.
It's the lying nun.
It's a nun spinning a bit of a yarn here, I think.
Time's up.
Has it got the word the in the title?
You're onto it, Graham.
That's the word we weren't certain about. It could have been A, actually, but I think it's the.
We think it's the.
Well, yeah.
We'll be going over to racing from Folkestone in a few minutes.
25 seconds.
We think it's the nun's story.
Yeah.
Right, it's your turn, Barry and Graham. Your title's now going up on the laser display, and here again is a mystery voice for listeners at home.
Auntie's Sporting Bloomers. Auntie's Sporting Bloomers.
Okay, carry on. Barry and Graham.
TV program. And it's three words. And it goes like this. Hey, Dad. Kids at school tell me that your sister Muriel played for Arsenal.
Well, they're right, Gavin. She did. She did indeed play for Arsenal.
I can't believe that, Dad.
It may be hard to believe, but let me prove it to you. Look what I've got here in this drawer. Look at these.
Gosh.
Yeah. As strong as he, reinforced gusset. Go faster, flap, and a little. And a little Arsenal logo on the leg.
What's a gusset, Dad?
The rugby player, I believe.
Well, I'll never forget that, Dad. The end.
Did you say our sister Muriel scored for Arsenal?
Played for.
Played for.
Played for.
Pity I had a different picture altogether.
Oh, well, go with that then.
If it was Muriel Wogan, it'd be Wogan's Bloomers or whatever.
Oh. Auntie.
I've been on that and I can't remember what it's called.
Auntie's Bloomers.
Auntie's Bloomers.
Nearly. No. Three words.
Auntie's Bloomers 2.
Three words. I say, they haven't got it, Hump, have they, really?
No. Shall I give them a...
Auntie's Sporting.
More!
The next round is called Unhelpful Advice, and it's based on a game played by our friends in the traffic news department, which they call Stagger Your Journey. This week, teens are likely to suggest pieces of advice that would be totally unhelpful to a school sex education class. Tim, will you start, please?
Now, who can tell me why in a packet of jelly babies, the boy jelly babies weigh more? Yes, that's right, they're taller.
Very.
Now, look, let me point out, you test these things first with a pin.
Now, this is what happens when a bird or a bee...
Home vasectomy can be fun.
Now, children, size isn't everything.
And this bit is known as the Volvo.
Following on from Graham, think of the human body as a car. And you might say to yourselves, why is the ignition so near the exhaust? Now...
looking for a lively aphrodisiac, you cannot overdo syrup of figs.
The best protective is a condor. Or any other large bird of prey.
An extremely popular form of foreplay is to strike your partner on the back of the head with a euphonium. Well, it worked for Jimmy Edwards.
School's out.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Right. The next round is Cheddar Gorge, and it's just one in a long list of games from various parts of the country. There's Humber Bridge, a card game played in vintage motor cars. Windsor Great Park, where the best player wins a really great park. And, of course, on Saturday nights, the young men of Norwich regularly have a go at the Norfolk Broads. Okay, teams, I'd like you please to provide one word each in turn in the style of motor racing commentator Murray Walker. The object is never to arrive at a full stop. If you hear this, it means I judge that a sentence has been completed. If you hear this... It means Uncle Tom's been spotted entering the bull after closing time. To complicate the round unnecessarily, I'll give each of you a special word to include, drawn from Mr. Walker's unique vocabulary. Tim, yours is sensational.
Thank you very much. Most kind.
Graham, yours is helmet. Barry, correction. And Willie, pits.
I do not.
Okay, who's going to start? Tim, you start.
Here we are in the outside of the sensational... Current...
I'm doing David Frost.
Current... Grand...
What?
It's French for big.
Oh, grand...
Grand... Helmet... of the next and only correction last...
What?
Last night I saw pits. Oh,
what do you say?
Oh, how does he keep his job?
I don't know.
All of the next lap or on reflection, I am sure correction. Sometimes I see other things in the pit.
now time to play a round called Sporting Outtakes. But before we do, let's just take some time to recall all those truly great British sporting successes of the last few decades. And on with the round. Okay. Okay, teams, I shall now play in a selection of sporting outtakes, which I'd like you to identify, please. And the first one is for you, Barry.
His lunch, is it sometimes?
Graham, here's yours.
I think that's quite an easy one, isn't it? It's the badminton horse trials.
Here's one for you, Tim.
I know this. It's Damon Hill practicing on the streets of Monaco a week too early.
And finally, Willie, here's one for you.
Elderly recording of Dennis Compton coming on at the nursery end with his Chinaman.
Right, well, our next game is called Just a Minute, a musical version of Just a Minute, in which the teams attempt a selection of favourite songs without repetition, hesitation, repetition, deviation, anthrax or repetition. The team not singing may buzz to challenge. Musical accompaniment will be provided by Colin Sell at the piano. Incidentally, we were surprised to learn that back in the 70s, Colin once produced 10cc. But the doctor needed a bigger sample and I asked him to try again with the tap running. Barry and Graham. Barry and Graham, I'd like you to start us off, please. And the song is Gilly Gilly, Ossenpfeffer, Katzenellen, Bogan by the Sea.
There's a tiny house, there's a maisonette, by a very small stream, by a minute trickle.
It's a repetition of there's a.
Oh, spirit of the game.
Call me Clement Freud if you like, but I've got to stick.
I can't allow that, Tim, because I inadvertently turned your buzzer off. So carry on, whoever's doing it now.
Where a lovely lass, whence a comely maid, had a delightful dream, an exotic fantasy. And her fantasy.
Challenge from Willie.
Yes. Whatever he said twice. I think it was fantasy.
You better carry on, Willie.
Oh.
And her imagined delight came true. And her nightmare bore fruit.
Challenge.
Chaos.
In F.
Quite unexpectedly. Oh, have you judged?
Yeah, go on.
In Gilly, Dolly, Ossenpfeffer, Katzenellen, Bogan, Bunsy. She was out one day.
This girl was outside the room
where the tulips grow,
in a place where some flowers sprout.
But a handsome lad, when
a horribly good-looking fellow.
Challenge from Barry.
Gross hesitation.
He's a big lad.
I thought it was artistic expression.
Yes.
Go on, Tim.
Stop to say hello.
I said that. Oh, pause. Our dear, bonjour.
And before she knew,
and proud of her knowing all about it,
he kissed her tenderly.
In other words,
challenge from Kevin.
We finished, huh?
Who's on there?
Deviation. Whoever wrote these labels has got terrible handwriting. No, the challenge from Mr. Graham.
Deviation.
What?
Well, what's her tenderly?
Mind your own business, is the phrase we're looking for, my friend.
Jolly good. Well, it's very nearly...
Is this getting too glossy?
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there's just time to squeeze in a round of Banker's Film Club. So, teams, while Samantha and I nip out with my flexible friend to make a large withdrawal... I'd like suggestions, please, of film titles likely to delight an audience of bankers and the like. And the like.
The Splendor of the Bank of England. The Madness of Eddie George.
North by Nat West. Starring the Lone Ranger and Tonto.
The famous historical romp, Dow Jones. Starring Albert Estee.
The Snows of Kilimanjaro Bank.
Bring me the statement of Alfredo.
Tessa the d'Urbervilles. Nick Leeson's tragic story, Back to the Futures.
Oh.
The Grapes of Rothschild.
New horror film, Croak, in which a bank is invaded by hundreds of frogs going, credit, credit.
Withdrawal and I... Night Safe on Elm Street.
Sharon... Debit Winger and Bette Midland in A Star is Overdrawn.
Sharon Stone in Basic Interest Rate.
They died with their coots on.
And so, as the qualcast mower of time cuts through the electric flex of destiny, I notice we've come to the end of the show. So from the team, Samantha, myself, and the good people of Cheltenham, goodbye.
Tim Brokaw, Barry Cryer, Graham Garden and Willie Rushton have been given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith.